This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
When I look at my life, it's the worst. Yeah. I made it through more than they know. When I look at my life, all that I've been, every scar, every fall, every place I've been, I'm still here breathing, still finding my way through the nights I thought I wouldn't see another day. Ain't nobody clapping for me, so I'm clapping for myself. All the times I held on when I needed help. Oh, I celebrate me, everything I survived. All the nights I cried.
All the nights I cried. Good evening, Bahamas. You're on Guardian Radio 96.9, First News Smart Talk All Day. And we are standing on us. We celebrate us. We are who we are to be. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening, this is going to be a different type of conversation. We hear all the time, women supporting women. We are better together. But is it just something that sounds good to say on Women's International Day? Is it just something to say for a caption on the photos? But tonight I want us to be honest. Is this really happening? Or has it become one of those phrases we post online because it sounds good, photos look good, and it's trending because it's International Women's Day? Because if we truly believe that we're better together, why do so many women still feel isolated in a room full of women? Why do women struggle to get opportunities, recommendations, mentorship, or even basic support from other women in the same industry? So tonight, we're not male bashing. Tonight, it's about tearing down the walls. It's about hearing from another woman. Tonight is about accountability, healing, growth, and truth. As a woman in media communications, project management, entrepreneurship, and a cancer survivor, my guest has learned something powerful. Life is too short for fake support, too short for silent competition, too short for pretend unity while secretly withholding opportunities. Surviving cancer has changed her perspective on life, on purpose, relationships, and even love. And oh, yes, indeed, she has found love. It has taught us both a valuable and genuine opinion and priority. That people clap when you win, but do they clap on your journey to the winning? People who recommend your name in rooms you've never entered. People who do not see another woman's success as their personal failure. Where are these women? Do they hold space for us? So tonight we're asking the hard questions. What does true collaboration among women actually look like? Do we mentor? Do we share opportunities? Do we support in private the same way we support in public? Or can you support another woman in public because what you have said in private? Huh. We are truly building tables. But are we building tables just to build them? Are we fighting over the seats at the table? This conversation may get uncomfortable, and sometimes growth begins with uncomfortable truths. So tonight, I'm here with Rika C. She is in the industry. She's a female in the industry. Rika, good evening.
Good evening, Kenny. Good evening, Bahamas.
Rika, it is indeed a pleasure to have you here with us. I want you to tell everybody within the sound of our voices, who is Rika C? What you do? Who you is?
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy. First and foremost, blessings to all. Rika C, that is Rika Cargill. First and foremost, I'm a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
I am a light in a world filled with darkness.
Amen.
I'm a two-time cancer survivor. I'm a grandmother. I'm a mother. I'm an aunt. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. That is who I am. I'm also a radio personality. I am a business-savvy individual. I got to put the D on it. Okay? And I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm a public speaker. I am who I am.
I am who I is.
Yes.
And that is all it is.
That's it and that's all.
Now, Rika, I want you to know that we had so many questions, but we want to get to the heart of what we really want to talk about this evening.
Mm-hmm.
You are a woman in media. I'm a woman in media. There are not too many of us left, right? And based on what it is that you do for an everyday living, Rika, you know what it's like to be an entrepreneur. You know what it's like to have doors shut, slammed, cemented in your face.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have risen beyond the occasion. And when you hear the stories, and the stories are related, you hear, well, so-and-so, say don't give you that job, you know. Or we was in the room and we call your name, but this other person say no.
Mm-hmm.
But that person smiles in your face, Rika.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk to me about what it means to be a woman in this industry.
Because
you wrestle with the big boys.
Mm.
I mean, you have your own radio show in the big daytime on another station. I mean, Rika, you's Rika. Rika C.
I am.
Talk to us, Rika, please.
Well,
this is a big ring, eh? What going on with this ring, Rika?
And I want you to believe I let Facebook see this ring. That's why, you know, I'm glad I put the phone on the left.
Rika.
So you could see it standing up.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Talk to the people.
Listen, Kenny, honestly and truly, when I step out on a platform or you open up a microphone and my voice is heard, and, you know, there's a lot of competitiveness out there in the 242 when it comes to talk radio or radio and entertainment or women in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly and truly, I don't feel competition.
No. Collaboration.
I don't feel any competition because it's not a competition for me.
No.
Everybody is different. Everybody has their own personality. Nobody can be somebody else.
No.
My personality is uniquely mine.
Absolutely.
I am who I am, and that's what I always say. You know, like my Father in heaven, I am who I am. I can't be what I am not. And I choose to be a person that would honestly learn from others. Whether you are above me, beneath me, before me, behind me, I can learn from you. That is how I get through, you know, what they call competition in this industry, because to me there is no competition.
Rika, as a woman on the radio every single day, well, what's Monday through Friday?
Mm.
Monday through Friday you're on the radio.
If the boss gives me a weekend off.
If he gives you a weekend off. And you also have your own business. Do you find as an entrepreneur, Rika, in the orange economy, that it's hard? Do you find that it's easy? What can you say about being an entrepreneur?
Being an entrepreneur, it has its challenges. I would say that what I try to do is I try to, you know, be the leader that I would want to follow.
Okay. Okay.
That means that I step outside of the box from what is holding everybody else in that, oh, I'm the best, or you learn from me, or I did this for you, or no, my thanks and praise goes to the Most High God.
Absolutely.
Everything that you did for me or anybody has done for me was by the grace of God.
Absolutely.
So in all things, I give him thanks first. So I try to show people that this is not a competitive race for me.
Right.
You know, they say, some people say the race is for the swift. No, the race is for who finishes it. All right. You know, and nothing stops me from continuing to grow, from continuing to thrive, unless the good Lord take this breath out of my body and say, okay, that's enough for you. Sit down. But he has not shown me that as yet. He has not sat me down, because as long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to be that positive person out there, because you're going to have some negativity. And I've had it, Kenny. I've had the friends who've turned against you. I've had the mentors who became somebody else. I've had the people that I thought I could call on neglect or left me. For what known reason, I don't know. Because one thing you can say about Rika C, I'm a very loyal person. And if anybody questions that, you can call the phone and find out from me.
Right.
I try to my best to speak truth, to be genuine. And if I offend people, you know, because some people are offended by certain things, by little things, you know, and the little things aren't even that big. It's just something that was brewing. I always say that, you know, if somebody paints a picture of me, but hang that portrait.
Right.
Hang that, because that's your thoughts of me. If you have a problem with me, that's your problem. That's not mine.
Okay.
I don't make nobody else's problem my problems, because I don't need to stress. Stress will kill you faster than cancer, and cancer ain't kill me.
No.
And it ain't gonna kill me.
No.
You understand? So I'm not taking on the stress of you know, this what do you want to call this? This business, you know, this industry. I'm not taking that on. I'd rather just speak my truth.
Right.
If you love it, you love it. If you like it or you don't, it is what it is. I come out and I say what I have to say, and I'm not offended very easily. I get hurt. Yes. Because we all suffer, a lot of us suffer through hurt. We have to deal with hurt, but I've learned how to deal with my hurt.
And in this space and time, Rika, you realize that when it comes up to being in this community of entrepreneurs or hosts or media personalities, do you find that you have to constantly carry your brand with you everywhere you go? You're in the grocery store, you're in a department store, you're on the street. You can Are you able to ever turn Rika C off?
Obviously not. Because when I step out, listen to me, and sometimes I just like to be comfortable, as you can see right now. I love to be comfortable. This is my comfort.
Right.
Throw in a hat, a T-shirt that says something, some ripped jeans and some flip-flops, and that's me.
Right.
You know, and even when I'm dressed down or I feel down, I'm still that person that people recognize as, oh, aren't you the lady, the radio personality? Or are you the cancer survivor? And I realized that I can't turn me off.
No.
Even when I open my mouth to speak, your voice sounds so familiar. And then I shut up. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I shut up because for some reason when people do that, I just be like, wow, really? You know?
You never realize what weight your voice carries.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, Rika, you mentioned that you are a two-time cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for you? Like, when you sit down and you go through the relics of your mind as a cancer survivor, what does that say? Does it say, like, I'm here for a purpose? I'm mm-hmm. here because the Almighty says I have more to do. What does that say for you, Rika?
Well, honestly, I've recently learned giving my life to Christ, I am saved.
Rika, you 7 has been saying these big words around you sometimes.
Yeah, that's all right. I still live in the world.
Okay. I say, but I ain't saved.
Next time you say a big word, just say partnerizes.
Okay. And, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
Partner,
all right. Partnerizes.
You know?
I sure by Friday.
You ain't got to worry about me. God can hear you.
Yeah.
But I've learned that God don't waste a hurt or a pain.
No.
So I realized that every time he puts me through something, and I'm still going through stuff, and I come out strong, I realize that I have to put you through this, Rika. I got to make sure that you don't fail me. I got to make sure that you could, shed my light. I got to make sure that somebody who's been through what you've gone through can come to you and you tell them what I've done for you. I ain't got time to worry about nobody else saying whatever they want to say or trying to tell my story. You can't tell my story. That's mine.
Nobody can tell it better than
me. Nobody can tell it better than me. You understand? And the reason why he's kept me and I'm still going is because I have a story to tell. And that story is a testimony.
Right.
Yeah, so I have to stand strong even when I'm weak. Even when I'm weak, I try to make it through for somebody else. I try to do for others. And I don't, and Kenny, if anybody knows me, my friends or my family could tell you about me, I don't like to do things in public eye.
No.
I'm a public person. I'm a public figure. Yes. But I don't like to do the things that God has blessed me to do for somebody in the public eye. And I don't like to tell of it. Because I don't want my left hand or my right hand doing. I live by that.
I appreciate that. Now, Rika, You have on a big, big ring in the studio. Rika, do you believe in love?
If I believe in love?
Mm-hmm. Not the agape love. I mean, like, you believe, Rika, that there's somebody, every part of a lid, right? Mm-hmm. Every part of a lid, Rika.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about love or being in love or being in relation or being in commune with another human being, you've been through hell,
uh-huh,
high water,
uh-huh,
and everything in between.
Yeah.
When you think of love, what is your concept of love at this stage in your life?
Patience.
Mm.
Yeah, you can't have love without patience. You definitely, I have been in the past 2-3 years, because I've been married before and I'm divorced, for all the nosy people out there in the 242 will keep putting up these posts. Ain't she married? Well, how's she getting married again? Well, you can't get married unless you divorce again. Make it make sense. Y'all just say things, and I mean, y'all dead smart, but so dumb. But anyhow, that's for the conkians out there who are asking.
Yes.
But yes, I got married, and that did not work out, and patience played a factor in that. I'm not going to sit here and put down anyone or the person that I was married to. I'm just using that as a stepping stone. I learned from it. Yes. Sometimes you got to realize that God gives you what you want to show you that in what you need. In politics, too, just for y'all who listening. But yeah, I just letting you know, that's just what it is. Sometimes he gives you what you want because you want it so bad and you feel like you're ready. But he's showing you all the signs to tell you ain't ready, but you don't like to read. You know, read Bahamas, read. You see a big STOP. And you still go on, that stop look like gold, that look green. You know?
In spite of being red.
In spite of being red, because you want what you want. And what we want sometimes just ain't healthy for us. You know? And so, if I believe in love, baby, I am love.
I am love.
I am love. That is what I am. That is who I am. That is who I choose to be.
Rika, do you think that you have to change who you are when it's time for you to be with your significant other? Do you think you have to change who Rika is?
Girl, when you say change, you mean like change clothes, girl? Because I can't wait to take these bubby off when I get home. You can't be serious, girl. Change what?
No.
Change me?
Yeah.
To what, be more holy? Well, listen to me. I can tell. So
Rika, what you see, what he sees is what he gets.
What he sees is what he loves. What he gets is what he admires.
The end.
That's it. And that's all. That's it. I can't pretend. I am not a pretender. I don't know how to do that. I know some people who could, though. But no, Diane Rika, see?
We have some good pretenders out here.
Yo, listen to me. I know plenty. But
body language will give you away every single time.
Body language, smile, the look in their eyes,
that,
all of that.
That dull look in your eyes.
Yes, yes. They look right in your face.
Wow. Rika, do you think that women generally support each other in this business of media? Or they only support you when it looks like you're doing good?
That part.
Really?
Yeah. You have some that do support. You have some that mean what they preach. You know, they're there for you. They call your name behind closed doors. You do have them. And then you have those who do that but still have some sort of spite or envy towards you.
So recently we were in conversation, not you and I, but just in our girls club conversation. And another girlfriend said, listen, someone gave me an opportunity. And it's almost as if, though, every time they see me, they feel some type of way about giving me the opportunity. Like, I gave you the contract, I gave mm-hmm. you the job, mm-hmm. but now I see that you're blowing up and you're doing well, and I feel some type of way. Is that a normal characteristic for people to have, you think, especially women?
That's for a lot of people that I don't think it's normal. I don't want it to be normal. That's just, I think, actions from a woman that hasn't found her true calling or herself.
Her insecurities are showing up.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty much what that is to me.
Let me ask you this one. Is competition among women real or is it exaggerated?
It is real for those who run in that race.
Right.
I'm not in a race.
No. You're on your own lane.
I am my own lane. Always in my own lane. I don't run competition with anyone. I believe everybody deserves a chance. I believe everybody has a gift. I believe everybody has the right to try and reach their goals. But if you have you know, a bad attitude or a very sour personality, it's only so far you're going to get. You know, other people may not see it, but again, I can say it out loud. God sees it. And everything with me is God. Whether you like it or not, it could be God, 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 God. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Right.
That is how I speak. But Kenny, you know that.
I do.
So I, for me, I don't see competition. I ain't running in no race, and I ain't in nobody lane.
But see, Rika, I think that people see us, and they, when I say see us, they see female personalities in terms of what we do, and they realize that these women have a different type of platform. And I want us to be mindful of the fact that we should use our platform for good and not for evil, right?
Right.
And they, I think that they also see that we have very, very strong personalities. Like, our personalities are strong. And I wonder sometimes if they see us as individuals, or do they see us just as someone in the industry, and I could just cut you out of the tape. I can X you out. I can not give you the opportunity. But for you and I, there has to be a table that's been created, and in some instances, we may have created our own table. And so I say that to say this. When it all boils down to it, as a woman in the industry, do you think collaboration is our best fortitude? Do you think that, that we should be tearing each other apart? I mean that to say, look at ketchup, right? You go into the grocery store, right? You have Heinz, you have Hunt's, you have Hyde Park, you have all of these different ketchup brands. There's enough space for everybody to eat, Rika.
Definitely.
What happens to the woman who feels that it's okay for you to try to cut Rika out of a job? What do you say to the woman that, that, that knows that you can do this work, but she does not give you the opportunity?
What do I say to her, or what do I just say?
Either one.
God be with you, babe. Because I could tell you one thing, what God has for me, ain't nobody could keep that from me. That's mine. I don't worry about the jobs that I don't get, Kenny, or that, you know, some may have recommended me for, but because somebody feels some type of way, you know, about me, they feel like I shouldn't get it, then that job just ain't for me. I can get the job that God has for me.
What do you do, Rika, when they say, I call so-and-so, but she was this price. But anyway, what you could do for me?
My price is my price.
What do you
I know within that frame of payment or prices, or, you know, them talking down. And a lot of we have a lot of people that will try and talk down your price. And then because of your price, they're going to get somebody else that they feel, you know, is going to do the job. But are they going to do the job that I can do? No.
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 We have a caller, I think, on the line, Chris. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. I do have some other questions for you, Rika. Let me just take this. No. No more callers? Okay. We have a bad connection with that caller. When you hear women say, what does it take to be better together? When you hear the phrase, better together, what does that mean for you? As a woman in the industry,
together means value to me. Because when you see that women can come together and work together as one, not having any animosity towards each other, and even if you have, you know, I believe in the good book, and it says, you know, if your sister or brother offends you, you go to them. You go to them with a witness. You reach out. You know, and if there are sisters like that who you can actually go to confront, what have I done to offend you?
Right.
You know, what is it that I have done that causes you not to want to speak with me or get along with me or work with me? That's the kind of person I am. And that's the kind of individuals that we need. We don't have many of them. And that's why I try to be a light right now in this world to show that, hey, differences aside, makes it better. It gives it more value when you could have a set of women in the same industry working together. Like, hey, call Rika, she could do this. Or, hey, call Roxy, she could do this. Or call Ace, she could do this. Everybody adds value to it if all of them were to come together.
My very first female that I ever collaborated with was Manda Panda. I saw Manda doing something, and I said, Manda, I would like to use this for my entertainment purposes. She said, sure, Kenny, it's no problem. Like, she had no issue whatsoever. But there are women in the industry that will legitimately cut your neck off.
Uh-huh.
They will undercut you to get the job, yes, just to say, got the job.
Yeah.
Or if they see you on a particular stage, they go around you and ask the very same time, how I could get on the stage next year, how I could do this next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they see you in real time, but they have no idea about the gruel and the toil that has to happen before you get to the stage, Rika.
I can tell you one thing. Let me tell you this, and I can say this. I like this comment, this person. Services for a fee, not free.
I like that.
That's it. That's all.
I like that.
I want to say this, you know, and this is something that I live by. I like to write things down in my little book, you know, my little notes when my brain starts. And it says here, leadership first. And I wrote this down on March the 5th. And it says, no matter how good you are in the wrong place, you won't be valued. I don't care how good a person thinks they are. I know that we all get hiccups. And you may want to be up on that big stage. You may want to be doing what Rika does, or how does Rika do it, or how she get that stage. Baby, I can tell you in a second. Keep telling you. God. So you could take your back doors. Mm-hmm. You know, you could make that quick dollar. But my honor and glory can always go to God. That's how I just get it. I don't call anybody to get a job. I don't need to reach out to somebody to get a job. You know. My name speaks for itself.
Absolutely. What do you feel about this, Rika? And I've been talking about this off and on now for the past 3.5, maybe 4 weeks. You are sitting in a chat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with some high rollers, Rika.
Mm-hmm.
You have, let's just say this is hypothetical. You have the president in your chat. Of the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
You have all sorts of elected officials. You in a chat with some big names.
Sure.
Everybody is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has something tangible. Except you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay in that chat? Do you try to smush these women to say, hey, I could have a little contract. I could just need some.
You mean like beg for it?
Because my mother always said, if I have to ask you for something twice, you begging.
What? You mean like if I can stay in the chat and beg them to do something for me?
Would you just stay in the chat and just hope that they smile on you? Or will you ask and then wait for them to say, oh, I don't have the power, but you have the ultimate power. You in charge. You are in the same chat with all of these women,
mm-hmm,
that are movers and shakers.
How you get in
and none do nothing for you. No. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
How do you feel?
I
know you say you can't take God out of it, but
no.
You can't speak in your carnal mind, but you tell me how you
like standing in a circle and everybody doing stuff around you, but they're not including you. They're not adding you. They're not, you know, dropping some of that good water on you so that you could go there and quench some other people's thirst just like them. Like that kind of way?
Yes.
Well, if they are, that means they are leaders that I don't want to follow.
Wow.
That's what that means. I just told you what I said. I said, I want to be the leader that I would follow. Mm-hmm. So why sit there in a group full of people who believe that they are leaders and they ain't leading me nowhere?
Why you say believe, Rika?
Because only person in there that's digging themselves up and they're showing it is them. And the other persons who's on the same level as them, whether it's in education, whether it's in how popular, you know, I want to be popular, you know, you know, but you got somebody in there who you could actually mentor. You could bring them up. A leader is supposed to be someone that is going to pass that baton on. And I've been in some places, baby, where there's some people who don't like to pass on a baton. They want to be there forever and ever and hold their own. They want to have, you know, have the biggest say, or they want to be the big person, or feel like they you know, they've made this far and you got to do it my way. And if you don't do it my way, you're not going to make it. I don't know who tell you all that.
Mm,
I don't know where we get that mentality from.
But we do have that mentality.
Yes, we do have that mentality.
And we like people to say, yes, ma'am.
No.
Yes, this and yes. That
no.
Like people to be,
I want to leave that legacy that if I die today or tomorrow, I can have some people who's going to stand there and they are going to speak of my name. Like one of my brothers in the Bible. Like, I got to call Rika and talk to her. And everything I said to her, I didn't hear it back. I could have called Rika and asked her, what did she do to get through cancer? You know, I could have called Rika and asked her to pray for me. Boy, let me tell you something, like prayer is going to a war zone when you see somebody call and say, pray for me.
Right.
You know, I may not give you all the money that I have or, you know, if you need some substantial. But let me tell you one thing that I do have. I do have heart. I have love. I love people. I don't like some of y'all. Ways, some of y'all ways thinking nasty, you know, because you got some people out here, they got God in their mouth every single day. Mind you, I got God in mine, but I can live by it. You have people calling God, oh, God, let's do this. I child, I right here with God. I sitting in the corner with God. I just minding my own. No, that's not what God does.
No.
God is a light. How you want to call on him and say you do this and do that, and you have an unforgiving, stinking, nasty soul. You have a problem with a female that said something to you or somebody that may have said something and you took it out of context. Or you have somebody that's hating on you because they're doing the same thing that you do. And because you do it, they're doing it. And you feel like they're stealing your personality. That ain't God. I mean, it may be a God, but not the God I serve.
That's flesh.
That's insecurity.
That's insecurity. And it's peeping out.
That's you have a problem. And your problem ain't going to become Rico on because I don't like problems.
No, I don't
like problems. You know, I got over here.
How important, Rico, do you think mentorship is for women?
Mentorship is very important. You know, you are, and what I want to say about that is you're going to have some people that's going to come in your life for a season.
Yes.
And a reason. All right? And sometimes that mentorship is only for a season. You're going to find out what the reason is maybe a little later. But you can't always hold on to that. Some people come in your life, they teach you what it is that you need to know. And then at some point in your life, they got to go. Because you have some people out there that mentor people and then they become that person's enemy or that person's ally or, you know, they feel bitter towards that person, but not even with a legitimate reason why, you know?
And not having legitimacy, right, it tends to spark other things. Mm. And there's no clear resolution when you assume.
Right.
It's just pure assumption and added on fury and frustration.
That's it.
That's
pride. That's what you call that.
How did you heal, Rika? And I'm not talking about the physical. I mean the mental.
Cried.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I just said this to you. I just said this to a brother. A brother. They said, bring your towel because you might end up crying. And I said to him, I don't cry. I said, these wells have dried up. And the only time I really shed tears is when I'm on my knees. When I'm praising and worshiping or, you know, tears of joy, that is when I cry. Even in situations where we mourn, I mourn different. I mourn away from the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah, I go in my corner. I go in my secret place. Okay. I don't like to show, and I wouldn't call crying a weakness. For many people, they would dub it as weakness.
Okay.
But every time I've fallen weak, there was only one place left for me to go.
On your knees.
Yeah. I get up. So that crying, it helped me to relieve, you know, the tension, the stress, to cry out, to pray, to worship, you know, and in doing that, I just found grace.
And grace is sufficient.
For many.
Grace is sufficient. Ladies and gents, you're listening to Kendanique Delaveau. I'm here with the one and only Rika C. We're talking about women in the industry, talking about Rika being a cancer survivor, about love, about relationship, about what it really means to be a woman in the industry. We're going to take a very, very quick break, but I want to remind you guys of something within the sound of my voice. So next week, Monday, my daughter has her Exodus Mass.
Yes.
And so I don't think I will be here that Tuesday because there may be some celebrations.
Hello.
My one and only child is graduating from Xavier's.
That's right.
So I am going to be a very happy. It's going to be ecstatic next week.
Let's shake them cowbells, girls.
I could tell you they could put us on a stick or put us on a Xavier's. Ladies and gents, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But, Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to GuardianTalkRadio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You think you are so fine.
Talk no girl, come and watch me time.
Stop playing with my mind.
Oh, I know you're not too offensive with one day wine.
You call me on the phone.
I know what I'm talking, angel, come down.
And now I want you home. I couldn't handle action.
Listen.
Hey, they ain't not a bag of mouth. It's not a bag of mouth, okay?
Not a bag of mouth.
That's it.
Now, listen. Now, so for the most part, I play Golden Oldies, and and Chris knows my one and only song. Like I play the same. I play the same genre of music.
Me too.
But this evening, I was feeling a little bit jiggy, right?
I didn't see that.
I said, Chris, give me some tunes. Run the track. And when I say run the track, my wonderful engineer Chris knows exactly.
Like Chris, you are, but
Chris Dangerous Girl. Yes. I told Christopher. Mm-hmm. I said, listen to me.
I like them kind of songs, Chris.
Whoever the young lady is, I must vet her properly because you are my good son, and I have to watch out for these girls. Mm. I need to see who we getting married to. Mm. I mean, Chris is a long way from being married, so we can hold.
I ain't a long way.
Chris, you're ready, eh? Chris, you sure? Okay, all right. My engineer said he's not ready.
I ain't a long way. I ready.
All right.
I say me ready when you're ready.
So Rika, you ready?
If I ready?
Rika, you can go a big splash, or you can just...
Girl, I'm going to walk down 2 aisles in one day. Down the aisle to my man and down the aisle on a plane.
Rika.
What?
This man love you plenty.
What? The mutton man? Yeah, man.
You guys saw him with his cowboy hat on.
Listen to me. And I can't get him to stop wearing that. I buy him on that cowboy hat to go on vacation. And I guess every day is a vacation for him when he with his mutton.
But Rico, you know sometimes God blesses you in your worst hour.
Mess. I mean, just mess.
Rico.
I was messy, snotty. I was so bitter.
Rasta. And this man come and change your whole perspective.
Listen to me. I thought he was going to be a boy, you know. Yeah, because I asked him if that's what he wanted to be when he come and approached me.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to be one of them. Boy. That's, you know, I used to say, that's when I used to say them words. I say it out.
We could say it after the show.
Yeah.
So Rika, when you think about being in love now, what?
I'm not in love.
What?
I'm not in love, baby.
What you is?
I am love.
You are, I mean, with the man, Rika.
That's love.
You am love.
That's just love.
I am love with
that's
the man.
Love.
Rika, he makes you feel a different type of way.
He makes me feel soft.
What?
Up. Yeah.
Rika, you bring that softness out of you?
What? Like a sponge, baby.
So, Rika, that's
I just absorb all that love.
So, Rika, he, whatever wall you had up.
Boy, I had up some walls. I had up some steel walls.
Because of hurt?
Yeah.
I
would have punched your brother just for looking at me. I wasn't interested.
But Rico, what made you give him a chance?
You know what? That's a good question. He was very persistent. He still is. He's
consistent as well.
He's yes, very consistent. He doesn't stop. He doesn't give up. He shows me that. But yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
You know what throws me in some relationships? When we are dating, you are doing everything. You're pulling out the stops.
And that's the problem right there. Stop you right there.
Go ahead.
You say when we are dating, you're supposed to always be dating.
Right. But I don't think that we realize that.
Yeah.
When we're dating, you pull out all the stops. You do this, you do that, you do everything else. And when you get married, things change. Do you agree or you disagree? How do you think he's supposed to keep it spicy, Rico?
You're talking to me, you know. You asking me how to keep it spicy? I'm a hot girl.
Hot girl.
I'm a hot girl.
Oh, man.
I'm a hot girl. My man younger than me. I'm a hot girl. I trying to keep it spicy.
Rico, you robbing the cradle?
The cradle robbed me. What makes you think the cradle will rob?
Man, Rico, man.
You'll never see that baby crawl out the cradle and find a way to refrigerator to get that bottle.
Rico,
that's me.
I cannot do this nonsense with you today.
No. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, we're friends. I've known him for all his life.
Okay.
All his life. Me and his aunt were best friends in high school, in school. In mm-hmm. high school, she stayed in my house. And I would have never thought, because even looking at his teenage photos, I'm like, when he shows me them, I'm like, Jesus, I could have never. But but he's grown into such an amazing man. He's loving, caring, and I want y'all to take that kindness for weakness, because that boy, he licensed and armed, you know. He's willing to protect at all costs.
Does he support you like you want to be supported, Rika?
In every single thing that I do, even if he disagrees with it, we come to we talk. For the 2 years we've been dating, I've never heard this man's voice raise. He's never gotten out of character. He's never made me feel unappreciated or afraid. You know, that's what he does for me. But we have fun. And I like to have fun. I'm not a boring person. I love fun. I love to bring out my childhood within me. I like, you know, doing silly stuff, playing silly games. You know, that's what we do.
So, Rika, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this love for you is what you were waiting on?
Yes, it is what I was waiting for on, not looking for, because that's what our problem is right there as women.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because I hear it on a daily basis, and I hear it when I go into, you know, social media, and women are saying, oh, you know, good man out there. Child, I'm looking for a good man. That's the problem right there. We need to stop looking for man. Look for God. Look for Jesus Christ. That's the only man you need to look for. And God will supply you every need after that. You know, and I'm not saying that there's something wrong with a woman trying to pursue a man that she's interested, but make sure he's interested in you. Make sure he's interested in you the same way. That same effort you put forward, make sure he's putting that back. You know, and that's what we do. We tend to play Bob the Builder. You want to build a man. You want a man to be what you want him to be. A man's supposed to be a man. Let him be a man. My man, yes, he is younger than me, but I don't look at him as that. I look at him as head. You know, before we met, that man has not worshipped or been to church or praised God for 15 years of his life. Now he waking me up on Sunday morning, babes, we're going to church. Get the boys ready. Tell my stepdaughter we're going to church. Because my children are his.
And this is a community.
It's a community. That's a family.
So, Rika, when it all boils down to it, the bravado that you have on the outside, when you get to that doorstep, the soft era, or let's just say when you get off the radio today, you're walking downstairs, mm-hmm. your softness turns on right then?
Miss, my softness on now, girl, because I know you're listening to me.
You're tricky. I love that for you.
I don't be waiting. I talk, but this man, if anybody listens to me on the radio in the day, I don't think I miss a day of shouting out the mutton man.
No.
You know, and now when people see us together, they be like, oh, that's the mutton man. Boy, hey, mutton. And I'm like, no, don't call him that. He's not mutton. I'm his mutton. I'm the mutton. I'm that spicy, sweet, savory meat. He is the mutton man.
Okay.
So that's my man.
That's your man.
That's mine. Claim that. That's mine. Rika. Can't wait till November 1st so y'all could see the ratchet just pop out in me.
This year, Rika?
This, what? Anybody going to contribute to us when? But yes, this year, November 1st is our day.
Good, Rika.
And that's the day we can be locked in arms. I just want y'all to know. Smiths and Weston, don't stand up. Don't stand up.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, everyone, everybody coming over with their license, don't stand up. When the pastor say, is there anybody? Ain't nobody, because ain't nobody can be here who can stand up and say that.
No. Now, Rika, how can women create more opportunities instead of fighting over the limited ones that are in this industry? Yeah, I know.
I don't know why they're fighting over the industry. Well, they ain't fighting for them. But anyhow.
What you mean by that? Tell me what you mean by that.
The fight is not for women to have against each other. The fight is for women to fight to come together. You know, that's what the fight should be.
Why?
What do you mean why?
I mean, I want to know what your opinion on that is. Why? Why do you think so?
Do you see how many teenagers, young women we have out there, they're having children.
Mm-hmm.
They're fornicating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fighting in the streets.
Yes.
Why would I just want to be this one individual trying to hold on to a platform where we have so many young girls out there crying for help, you know, and they're showing themselves out in the streets. And then we want to come as women and be like, these women just as embarrass you. No, it should be embarrassment to all women who can help them and don't, because you're too busy fighting the other women who trying to be or who's trying to hold a platform just like you.
And what purpose is that?
At what purpose? To gain what? To gain a medal? To gain what? Who's the best radio personality? No. I don't do accolades.
But
even if they are given to me, my accolades are in heaven, baby. I want to do the work that God has put me here to do. I want to help somebody.
But you know, Rika, what I think about most that's most concerning, all women want the exact same thing. We want someone to love us. We want our children to be well. We want to travel. We want to have good sex.
But they don't want to let go of that testosterone power that they feel.
Why?
Why? And that's the reason why some women are still alone or lonely. Mm. Because of the fact that you have so much power and you're giving so much accolades by so many other people out there, but you don't have that feminine... You don't have the time to be soft.
Because what causes a woman not to want to be soft? What? Why can't you just? Hey, I could relax.
Just let loose.
No, because I find in some spaces, right, as a woman, you maybe because you drive the Benz and you have the Rolex and you have the Cartier and you have all of these worldly possessions that make mm-hmm. you look good on the outside.
That's the
but
problem.
On the inside, you're just a miserable, mm-hmm. hollow person. Mm-hmm. But what causes you to be so... I mean, what do you think
causes... There's so many things. There's hurt. There's pain. There's neglect. You know.
But everybody can't be the problem, man.
No. No, everybody ain't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're the problem and you just don't see it.
And there's no accountability.
There's no accountability. You're not holding yourself accountable. First off, you have women out there that don't know how to forgive. You're miserable towards somebody else, but you don't even know how to forgive. You want the person to forgive you, and you don't know how to forgive? You want the person to keep, you want people to keep reaching out to you to check on you because you feel like you're going through the most, like other people don't go through something too? A lot of women hurt on the inside, and that's just how they deal with it. They put this mask on. Maybe the mask have to come off at some point. I can tell you this now, it can come off. No matter how strong you seem to be and you put God in your mouth on a daily basis, God is a forgiving God. How you could want to talk but God and, oh, I right here and I doing this and I doing that, but you talking down to other people, people that love you, people that look up to you. That's not God if you cannot forgive.
No.
That's the first thing that we need to do as women. Learn to forgive. And not only the people out there, forgive yourself.
Because there's so much things
that you hold on the inside that people don't know about because you're not talking about it and you're not letting it out.
But do you think that women are afraid to have conversations?
Yes, of course they are.
Why?
Who isn't? Because they're afraid of being, you know, they're afraid of what people are going to say or think.
But Rika, you know what?
I've been through some stuff, Wiggany.
People say I talk too much, and I probably do by default of what I do for a living and the mere fact that my mother and my father always said, I need to understand what you're saying. Talk.
Yeah.
And so I talk. And sometimes I talk and I talk and I talk. But I think that unless you are prepared for the hard conversations, nothing is going to change. And I think that because all women go through the same things, it's just a differentiation of where you sit when you go through these things. I don't care what anybody says with these perfect marriages that we only see the reels of on social media.
And pretty much the big wedding.
The big wedding. Not even the big wedding, right? You dressed in pink. He dressed in pink. The shade, the tie, the socks, the churn of on, the pink, the dog cover,
money
pink
spinning,
bowl.
But
everybody. Uh-huh. But are you happy? Do you? Who's? I always ask this question. The women that have been married 50, 40, 20 years. Do you tell the story of what really happened in the marriage so that we can learn from that? Mm-hmm. Or do you just say, oh, child, everything is wonderful. What do you do? Or the woman that has climbed the ladder of success, someone had to help her.
Mm-hmm.
Why you can't help somebody else?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why? So the woman that may be struggling with IVF, you know you went through IVF to have this baby, but you see the other sister. Help.
And you're just saying,
are you not that you plump?
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go to lose this weight.
Mm-hmm.
But you know you take in the little Manjaro or Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
Sis, this the number. You call that number.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for us to, as women,
pride,
believe? But everybody's saying it's better together and the beautiful Women's International Day photos.
Lies.
Okay.
Kenny, come on, man.
It's
just straight up lies. Not everybody mean well. They may say it, but that don't mean they mean it. But you have to have the spirit of discernment to know that. Maybe you got to pray for that. You got to pray and pray for the Holy Spirit so you can know when somebody really for you and when they ain't.
The spirit of discernment is a strong thing.
Yeah, put on the whole armor of God before you leave your house.
Because they're out there.
They're outside. Stay outside like doormat. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Okay, hold on, Rico. Kenny asks Rico, what is the worst thing a female has done to her and what she learned from it?
Oh, the worst thing a female has done to me. Let me see. Worst. Jeez. Okay, you know what? I'm going to use one example. There's somebody that I love very much. I love this person dearly. And I could go to them for anything, to talk about anything. And I feel like I still could. But for some reason, that person stopped talking to me.
Right.
Without allowing me, you know, the pleasure of knowing why. And being the person that I am, I reach out to people. Especially if I've offended you. If I have offended you, my family, my sisters, they can tell you. If I know I'm wrong or I've done something wrong or they feel like I've done something wrong and I see that they're not speaking to me, I reach out. Now, what happens is if I reach out to you and you shun me, you don't speak to me, You don't return my call. You know, you go about your life like I never existed. What you give is what you're going to receive. Because I did what I was supposed to do. Show you that no matter what it is, we could talk about it. And I think that hurt me the most, knowing how valuable that person is to me or was to me, that they would just brush me aside as if I never existed. How did I deal with that? It hurt. It hurt for a while, and sometimes we need that hurt for you to recognize what God is doing in your life. Sometimes some people just have to move. And sometimes we hold on to those persons because you know what they have done for you, but God is telling you that, hey, they've already done their job. Sometimes you got to let people remove themselves, and they don't even know why. And the reason that they have for doing it isn't even a legitimate reason that they probably cry at night trying to figure it out or wonder why. And then, you know, there's the hard part of both of you probably feel the same way, but nobody wants to reach out. That's how I dealt with that. Again, how I deal with every situation. I pray. And when God tells me to stand still, be still, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to move without him saying to move and rectify or reconcile. Because not every I forgive you is means reconciliation to me.
Not everyone.
Because if that was the case, I'd still be with the man I married first. I'm just saying. Be smart.
And I understand.
Don't just act smart.
And I understand that. This is another question for you, Rika. Good evening, ladies. Good evening, powerful ladies. If they tell us the real stories, none of us would want to get married.
No, man.
What do you think?
No, that ain't no true. What do you mean none of us would not want to get married? Marriage is a blessing from the Lord, and so is children. If we tell you all the real stories about childbirth, plenty of women wouldn't want to have no kids, but we still out here popping them out.
I just tell you the real story.
We still popping them out. Now, if you honestly ask me something about my previous marriage, you know, and I feel like it's something that could help you along the way, then I'm going to tell you. But if you're just asking me to be nosy, boy, you better come from around me, push out.
But then again, you never. Well, I guess
you will know.
Because you don't randomly come up.
No, there are people who are just nosy, and you have to know the difference. There's people who just praying on your downfall. They want to hear something so they could go talk something. I can give you something to talk about because I want to hear if it come back to me. And then I know not to speak. I can tell you something just for you to carry it.
Normalize lying to nosy people.
Oh, you ain't got to lie to them. They just like stories. They like stories, and I'm a descendant of Andrews people. We like to tell them,
Chick Johnny.
Yes, baby, I'ma tell you about that big old man looking boy.
Rika, if there was one thing that you could tell to young ladies listening today, what would you say to your younger self, and what legacy would you like to leave behind?
Oh, I wish I could have told my younger self this, but I could say it now. Baby, you are not in a relationship. You are in a fornicationship.
Wow.
That man don't love you. He loves what you could do. That's what I would tell myself. But now I am blessed with three wonderful children, a grandbaby, and God's still blessing me. I've done well. I would leave this with you, young ladies and women, because we got some women out there, they may be up in age, but they still act like they teenagers. In everything that you do, everything, I mean, getting up in the morning, trust God. Going to work, trust God. Going out for a night drink with your girls, trust God. Getting yourself into a relationship with someone, trust God. Having an argument with your friends, your family, or your children, trust God. In everything, put God first. When I say first, I mean literally, that is your man.
That's your man.
You may think, oh, I don't have no man. I want a man. I want a man who could this. I want a man who could that. But God said he can do all them things for you. The only thing he ain't want you to do is, you know, soil that flesh. I did. I soiled mine.
You did.
What? I fling this boat some places, baby. Look here. I was swinging from the chandelier, you know, and now I know better. And now that I know better, when you know better, you do better.
Absolutely.
You know, so I would say to women, you know, there are good men out there. For all of you who like to cry, well, you know, good man. First and question, are you a good woman?
Are you a good woman?
So
when they say what you bring to the table, how do you feel about when people say what do you bring to the table? How do you feel about that?
Baby, the table has already been set for you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But to get to that table, when you go to, let's say you go in, let's put this, you going out to dinner with your girlfriends, what you just do? You take a shower, you clean yourself, you put on your finest perfume,
mm-hmm.
your good dress.
Right.
Because you know when you get there, that table then set for you.
Right.
So you want to look the best, smell the best, feel good. That's the same thing as going to look for a man. You know?
Put on your best.
Be the best.
Be the bestest.
You understand? I used to go out there and your attitude stinks. And you ain't got to stink. You could smell good. You could be the prettiest mango skin gal out there with pretty flow in here. The minute you open your mouth, your attitude stinks.
But they say red gal is the problem.
Red gal is the devil.
The fellas in the jungle chat, they say red gals is the devil, Kenny.
But they so love them.
I don't know.
But red gal is woman.
Red gal is woman. Yeah.
Chocolate gal is a woman.
Nothing like a box of... Mama said nothing like a box of chocolates.
Hello. But my thing is, how you want to look for a good man and want a good man and you are not a good woman? Are you a virtuous woman? Are you a Sarah? Are you a Ruth?
Are you a quality?
Are you there are 150 women mentioned in the Bible. Do you have the qualities of those women that God blessed in the Bible? Do you have those qualities? Ask yourself that question. Because I didn't. But I do now.
Say less.
So you have to have those qualities.
Now, Rika, when you think 20, 30 years from now, because we can't do this forever. We can't do this forever, Rika.
Mm-mm.
Right? I don't want to be an octogenarian and still doing this.
Mm-mm.
We have to pass the baton to somebody else.
Mm.
When you think about your legacy, Rika, this is Rika C in the air. Like, what you want the people to remember? What you want them to remember you on the banner of the Saxons?
No.
You want them to remember... What?
No.
You don't want them to remember you on the banner of the Saxon Superstars?
I want them to remember me by my fruits.
What your fruits are, Rika?
Love, integrity, honesty, loyalty,
kindness, you know, I heard a man in the barbershop. You know, I go to the barbershop every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. That's my... standing appointment.
Yeah, that's your time.
The fellas just wait for me in the barbershop. I don't have to pay
remember
for no
my
haircut.
Days in the barbershop.
Yeah, I don't know how you get to leave me in the barbershop. I don't pay for no haircut. They bring breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And now they know I don't eat meat, right? But they'll become with their sheep tongue selves. Oh, Moss, Campbell, Delavo, what's your name
barbershop
now?
Is the
I
best.
Said, I'm Mrs. Delavo. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Delavo, we bring you on chicken sauce.
Uh-huh.
We want talk.
Yeah.
They come and they sit down
yes.
and wait for me.
Yes. And they do open up.
And they have conversations.
Yes, they do.
But my question to you is this, Rika. As a woman in this industry,
mm-hmm.
are we creating the space? Are we creating the opportunities for other women to exist? Are we? I want your final answer.
I don't think that we're doing that enough.
Mm.
That's my honest answer. Are we doing it enough? Are we opening the doors? Are we really and truly passing on the baton to show women that I'm here for you? I want you to be better than me. Not as good as me. Better than me. Because I know I do. I want somebody to be better than me that I could just sit down and just relax and retire and listen to you on the radio. You know? That's what I want. I don't want to listen to, you know, somebody who's not going to be honest.
No.
I don't want to listen to somebody who's not going to show their true, genuine self. I want to listen to someone that's going to inspire me, you know, that brings joy. And that's what I try to do in the midday, you know, because my show isn't a talk show. It's entertainment. But at the same time, I pour myself into it so you can see that this is what you see is what you get. You know, what you hear on the radio, that's me. That's not me turning on a different voice or my, what they say, my radio voice.
Radio voice.
That's my voice. This is who I am. I show up as who people believe in, you know, because when you hired me for the job, you hired me because of who I am. And that's why I say, I am who I am.
I am who I am.
I am Rika C. I am the cure. I am the head and not the tail.
Mm.
I am my father's child. I am a light. That is who I am. And if somebody else told you something about me, maybe tell them, oh, I met her myself, or I see her for myself. Y'all need to go find the real Rika you're talking about, because the one that people would put out there, that is not me.
But I like the fact that if you paint me as the villain in
but
your story...
But you better hang that portrait. Hang that.
If you paint me as the villain in your story, I will pose for the photo.
Ain't
no problem
with that. We still Saxon.
Still
Saxon. Change right here.
Jeremy should be paid for that.
You know, Jeremy, you need to be paid for that.
Jeremy needs to be paid
again
for that.
Unchanged. This is what you get. And I feel like us as women can do better. You know, getting to know one of y'all. Want to have a woman in entertainment brunch? A nice Sunday brunch? A tea date?
I'm ready for it.
You know, let me pull that together for y'all so we could get together and tell me how you really feel about me.
Rika, I don't think that they're honest enough.
That's the hurtful part. Because one, if you can't tell me how you feel about me, but you could tell everybody else how you feel towards me, you're scary.
You're scary.
You're scary. You ain't soft. This soft right here. Me, I'm soft. I soft enough for you to come and tell me how you feel about me. And I'm soft enough to say I'm sorry you felt that way. Well, let me introduce you to who I am.
But it only takes a conversation. But
that's all it takes. And people don't know how to have a conversation. And the thing is, a lot of people say, you know, communication is key. No, that's not true. Communication is not key.
What do you think it is?
Comprehension is. Because you'll be talking to these people like, how am I talking to them now? And they still don't understand a word of your mouth. They'll pick all the negative things or the things they think you mean to somebody, put it out there and say, oh, she say this. And she, yeah, because you don't have a life. But I can't stand people who do that foolishness. Like, you just looking for the nitty-gritty because you want... that's the thing. Talking and conversating is different from gossiping. You know a gossiper. You know the people who's going to put the negativity out there because they live negative.
You're right.
They put people down. They always look for, you know, the bad things in a good situation. You know, somebody probably listening now, child, you hear what she said about a previous marriage? I could say a lot of things about that, and I could say a lot of things about my relationship now. They both differ.
They both
differ. I could tell you about the person I used to be. Boy, what? Cocky top girl.
You can also say to them, this is my testimony.
Yes.
Learn from my mistake.
Right. I can, you know? I can relate to certain things, but in all things.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I give thanks to the Most High. I put God first. And my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And that's that.
Yeshua, Yahweh. Elohim, whatever y'all want to call him. I call him my everything.
Amen.
And without my everything, I am nothing.
Amen. Ladies and gents, we had Rika C. Oh, Rika C was on my radio today, Guardian Radio 96.9. Ladies and gents, I'm not sure if I'm going to be here next week, Tuesday.
We shaking cowbells.
But, yeah, my daughter's graduation is next week. And so I may be on another level next week, you know. And but we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. But ladies and gents, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another exciting show here on Guardian Radio 96.9, Kenny's Corner. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Have a wonderful evening. Who the king of all is the king of me? I am the general in the DC army. With the family, I am for authority. I said, darling, down them to fancy. And then we will go down, down, crazy. Listen, ring-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring. I find part of my dumpling. Quick, quick, come for the ranking.